Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on this Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning. Tuesday night here on the West Coast, Wednesday morning on the East Coast. We are here till 1 a.m. every night and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and with us is Doug Danger. He's at present at San Gabriel Bowl in Southern California. They're having a league game between the Orange County Courier staff and I think they've already played the San Gabriel Tribune.
Yes, they've already played, and they have one more league game against the Star News, the Pasadena Star News, I think.
All right, and we're going to get Doug in here in a moment. He's apparently had a very good night. He bowled a 272 and helped his team on to victory. I didn't know that Doug was such an enthusiastic bowler. Did you?
Well, you know, there's indications. I mean, he's gay, gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah. What's that got to do with anything? Because he likes to bowl balls? What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, just doesn't it stand to reason?
No, it doesn't stand to reason. No, it doesn't.
Well, I just think he's competitive. I think Doug has always been very competitive. And he likes to show up people, and he likes to use that as a way of reinforcing his journalism and his gay...
His gay ability.
All right. Reminder, we're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video of the show right now. Watch and listen to live, recorded on-demand video if you want. If you miss it, you can see it on demand. We're available on all kinds of devices. We are available on your Apple iPhone, on your Apple iPad. We're available on a variety of droids. We're available on your desktop. You know, sold American. There it is, man. And by the way, soon we are going to be available in the highest quality HD. I'd have to ask Alex, but there's the best quality HD, high definition that you can get on your computer. You are going to see us like that. Reminder also that we're on Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. Bud Dickman is there at twitter.com/thebuddickman, TheBudDickman. Margaret?
Yes, Margaret Gray, twitter.com/MargaretGray. Hold on for a minute. M-A-R, are you spelling this?
I'm not writing it down.
Well, why aren't you?
Because I know how to spell it.
M-A-R-G-A, I don't know. Look it up. It's Margaret Gray. G-R-E-Y, by the way, not A-Y, as I've seen some people do. What, Robert?
I don't have a Twitter handle. You cannot find me on Twitter. I don't care. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's because you don't have it. You don't know about social media and all the things, what it does.
I don't give a damn.
All right, well, that's fine, Robert. Also, Dan Northcraft, our engineer, is available for you for all of your needs, psychological. Dan doesn't do any, technical advice, unless you really want some, but he can counsel you. I'm kidding. Check out Dan Northcraft. He's there at twitter.com/DDANO. Double DANO. What was that music?
Oh, man, my bad about the gay journey.
Journey's not gay.
Gay to me.
All right. Doug Danger joining us here.
I like Journey, but I also agree with Robert. I think it can be. And when you say gay, by the way, I'm not offended by that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm not offended if someone says I'm gay, because I understand that what they mean by that has nothing to do with sexual orientation and has more to do with whether something is likable or not. Now, having said that, if I ever see anybody say that's gay and then they glance in my direction, now we got ourselves a situation.
Why? Because you think that they're saying that as a...
I think it is a homophobic slam, and we'll have a situation. Now, you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, and I'm certainly not a violent man, Phil. I'm not. But I use the term, I'll collapse your head, as a way of saying I may have to go to the fist. Now, I'm not a fighter. I understand that you can get sued. I understand there's civil action. I understand there's criminal action. I'm not a violent man, and I don't want to go to jail, and I don't want to be sued. However, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and you ask any gay men out there, sometimes you got to go to the fist, and don't make any jokes about that either. I don't want to hear anybody talking about vats of lard.
All right, Doug, I understand. What you're talking about is fighting.
Yes, and I'm not even talking about fighting. I'm simply saying collapsing a guy's head between two hands. Did you ever see the movie Blade Runner? And
yeah, I know the scene you're talking about.
That was great, when the robot put the thumb in the guy.
Yeah, when that robot put thumbs in that guy's eyes and just collapsed his head in, just went from, wow, that robot could have been me. And that's why I feel in many ways Blade Runner is a commentary on the gay community of the future. Almost a superior race of individuals that will live for no more than 6 months and then rot out and die because we're too powerful. I don't think that's exactly how it's going to be, but I think it's a good metaphor for the gay community.
That was a pretty wild thing to say.
Well, it's just something that I've proposed. I've said it to Chet Wordley. I've said it to a few friends of mine.
You've said to them that you think Blade Runner is a commentary on the gay community of the future.
Yeah, when we're talking about the Blade Runner is a the cop, but the droid, the android, or the, I don't know what the hell they call it, a skin job. I don't like that term. I'd consider that homophobic.
Yeah, but they're not really talking about a gay.
No, but I'm saying in the future, if we were referred to as skin jobs.
Well, look, the man that wrote that book, Philip K. Dick, who wrote a book, the book was called Electric, Do Sheep Dream of Elect... What is it? Do Humans Dream... Oh, Do Androids Dream...
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What's his name?
Philip K. Dick.
Well, I think that there's probably a... Well, that wouldn't be a problem, would it?
No, Doug, that's his real name. You're not going to have a problem with that. If it was not his real name, and you could make a case that there was some sort of snide attack...
Yeah, that's your real name.
All right, well, if Philip K. Dick's his real name, I guess I'll let it slide, but again...
Yeah, it's not only is it his real name, I think Philip K. Dick has long since departed the earth. I don't know, but he wrote the book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Something like that.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what is that?
Take it easy, bud. I'm talking to Doug, okay? You're butting in too much.
Well, he just wants to know, what did you say about Philip K. Dick did what?
I didn't say anything. I said that the name of the book that Philip K. Dick wrote that Blade Runner is based on is a book called, I think, and, you know, help me out with this, Robert.
No, go online. I'll try and find out online.
Yeah, go online and see what it says.
I'm going to do that.
All right, look up.
Hold on. Don't do it so loud. The book is called, I believe, Do Robots Dream of Electric Sheep? Something like that.
What? Who are you trying to kid with that? It sounds to me like there's something...
I'm not kidding anybody.
Well, the guy's name is Philip K. Dick, and you think it's the gay community of the future.
No, you do.
Well, I understand that, but then I said the gay community of the future, and you brought up this... So what have you got on this guy?
All right, I tell you what we're going to do is we will be breaking here in about a minute. I'm going to look and find out the name of that book and continue our discussion here with Doug Danger as we are going to be talking about eventually. Are we going to talk about Tom Cruise?
Yeah, it's why I'm on the program.
Okay, because I know... Are you done bowling?
No, we got one more game.
Can you not bowl while we're talking?
Well, I'm going to be here, Phil. I promise you I'll give you my undivided... I apologize, Phil. I really do apologize. I didn't know that I'd be carrying our team tonight. I usually do, but I thought maybe they'd give me a break one night while I'm on the air with you. But I will be available to you as I'm also trying to help my team. I don't know what else.
All right, hold on. Doug Danger at the San Gabriel Bowl. He is a journalist, entertainment reporter. We're going to talk about Tom Cruise, the new Man from U.N.C.L.E. film. Is he set to star in it? I personally think that they would do better if they got an actor that is not as well known as Tom Cruise, like the way they did the James Bond series, you know.
Well, Daniel Craig is absolutely stunningly wonderful, and I see what you're saying. Maybe going that route, but Daniel Craig is...
They can't use Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
I'm not saying use Daniel Craig. Use somebody else.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Don't use Daniel Craig because then you're making the same mistake. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
They're not going to use Daniel Craig, man. They use Tom Cruise, too.
But they use Daniel Craig in a...
World famous Bill Henry Show.
I can collapse his head.
Well, you're talking about Welcome back, folks. We're with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier at San Gabriel Bowl. They got one more game to bowl in this.
What it is, Phil, is a round-robin elimination. We got an elimination. We already eliminated the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. We got a round-robin going up against the Pasadena Star News. Go ahead. And we are right now, and Jack Del Queen, who is one of the big PBA stars about 3 or 4 years ago. I just saw Jack. How you doing, Jack? He flipped me off. You know, that's the way those PBA players, they had these guys for the longest time over there in the PBA, and they were trying to do some crazy things and trying to get people to watch the bowling. And so they'd flip the camera off and they'd pull their pants down, stupid stuff like that. But I don't know whether that actually worked or not.
Pulled their pants down?
Oh, you didn't? Oh, yeah. The Professional Bowlers Association tried rock and roll kind of moves.
Yeah, they were trying to be all punk and everything.
What do you mean they pulled their pants down?
Well, one of the guys, Jack Del Queen and Roman Toomey, I think, who was the son of Randall Toomey. He was the son that survived. You know about Randall Toomey, right?
Yeah, I know. He's up in Atascadero.
That's right. But the one that survived was the eldest son who was not on that trip with him. Roman has since joined the professional bowling circuit, and he was very famous for dropping his pants and just going ahead and, you know, showing the world what he thought of the world, what he thought of his opponent, what he thought of bowling, what he thought of the PBA, what he thought of, you know, and then he'd go out there and he never won anything, but he rattled a few people. And like right now, did you hear that laughter in the background?
Yeah.
That's Roman down there pulling his pants down again. That's what he did. That was his specialty. That was what made him well known in the tour. And just now he walked by me and flipped me off.
Flipping you off and pulling his pants down, and this does what?
Well, it gets people talking about the tour.
Yes, but it's very juvenile, don't you think?
Ms. Gray, forgive me, this is what you sounded like.
Yes, there you do that.
It sounds real sissy, you know.
Well, you're talking about being a gay.
I'm not a sissy. I may be gay. Hold on. Yeah, nice one, Billy. You picked that up? No, I didn't think you did. Well, you'd be annoying, man. You're never going to pick a split up like that. Why do you even try? Don't pretend like you know how to bowl, man. I'll come over and show you. So what I was saying, this guy, Roman Toomey, Randall Toomey's son, I maybe might have been traumatized. I don't know what happened to him when he found out what happened to his family.
For people that don't know, Randall Toomey is in... he's been committed to a hospital for the criminally insane because he murdered his entire family on a yachting excursion somewhere in the South Pacific. I think it was around Tahiti.
Yeah, well, that's where they found the boat.
They found the boat near Tahiti. And it's very gruesome, but Randall Toomey, once he was arrested by the authorities and extradited back to the United States, he hasn't spoken a word. He has remained silent for the last 7 years following this horrific crime. And he, as we say, is in this hospital. Now, he is known by Herb Sewell knows him, Walter Bellhaven.
Yeah, Walter Bellhaven, and my understanding is Toomey plays in all the volleyball tournaments. They have a racquetball, they have a badminton tournament that Toomey has won, him and Bellhaven.
What do you mean, him and Bellhaven?
I guess they got a doubles team.
What are you talking about?
Badminton. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes, I know what badminton is. You're telling me they got badminton teams up at this
Yeah, at Atascadero.
Yeah, in fact, they made it in the paper.
Well, it was in the back page of the L.A. Times sports section.
What was?
Oh, my God.
The badminton tournament.
Phil, why is that so unusual?
You don't think it's unusual for the L.A. Times sports section to be covering a badminton tournament taking place at a psychiatric hospital? You don't think that's weird? I do.
Well, Phil, okay, I mean... You know, that's what makes a horse race, but that's exactly what happened. And my understanding is that Bellhaven and Toomey romped in that tournament. Now, this is a guy that plays badminton. He plays badminton like a bad motor scooter, and he hasn't said a word in 8 years.
Sounds to me like the only guy that could play with him would be a guy like Bellhaven, who my understanding is a complete psychopath.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't play badminton. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, we're with your Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. So his son's there, huh?
Yeah, Roman Toomey is down there. Hey, Roman. Roman Toomey's here, and he plays for the Star News team. And I hope that Roman can handle the fact that I'm about to destroy whatever he thinks he is as a bowler. I'm going to destroy that. So imagine this. Imagine that you've lost your entire family because your father killed them all, and now tonight you're going to have your bowling game taken and urinated on, figuratively speaking. What do you think is going to be left of his mind?
All right, let's talk here with Doug Danger while we have a few minutes.
Well, you haven't answered my question.
I don't want to answer a question like that, if you don't mind. I want to talk now about Tom Cruise. We've been talking around this, and let's get to it. Tom Cruise in Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Well, there is a possibility, Phil. Cruise isn't as invulnerable at the box office as he used to be. All you got to think of is Rock of Ages, but Warner Brothers is... Warner Brothers is going to entrust the Mission Impossible star to carry another 1960s spy TV series turned movie in the form of Man from U.N.C.L.E. Now, Cruise has reportedly begun early talks for Man from U.N.C.L.E., presumably eyeing the role of American spy Napoleon Solo. And my understanding is that is the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
What's the Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
O-N-C-L-E, right?
No, U-N-C-L-E.
That's not what I've got.
Well,
Doug, it's the Man from U.N.C.L.E. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at copy that says here, the Man from U.N.C.L.E. O-N-C-E-L. And it has something to do with an Austrian?
No, man, not an Austrian. This is...
Whoa, man. Don't start laying that on no man, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? That's number one. Number two, I'm going up against Roman Toomey, who lost his entire family in a sociopathic, psychopathic, sadistic rage on the part of his father, who, well, you know what happened. His father hasn't spoken in years, and yet his dad steps all over him in badminton. I mean, these are the things that this guy's got to deal with, and I got to beat him in bowling? And if I do... There's a very real possibility he could open up on everybody in this place. And you want me to start getting all upset because I can't, if I called it the Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Hello?
I'm here. I mean, I was, what you just said there, I guess, you know, you got a point.
All right, let me talk to, Doug, this is Margaret.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to finesse me? I mean, I'm just making a point here with Phil.
No, I know you are, dear. I just want to know something. It's the Man from U.N.C.L.E. That's the name of the TV show. You say that you have something called the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Well, it could be. I could have been just blurred in the facts. Because I got a fax here. It said the Man from U.N.C.L.E., some about Austria, and, or Arkansas. Maybe that's what it says.
Well, it's the Man from U.N.C.L.E. I don't know what U.N.C.L.E. is.
Well, if you don't mind, so I don't butcher it, do you mind if I call it the Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Sure. What's the name of the guy that's going to star in it? Tom Cruise, man. You know who he is.
Tom Cruise, man. You know who he is.
Tell something, Phil. When your testicles drop, give me a call.
Well, Phil, you...
No, not well, Phil. I didn't do anything.
But you pissed him off.
Oh, I pissed him off. That guy's got a screw loose. Just like everybody that hangs up on this show has a screw loose. That's for sure. That is for sure, my brother.
Well, what I mean, all I'm saying, you should have given him, you know.
Give him his day in court.
Give him his day in court. I had to give him his day in the shock therapy room. That's what he needs. He's talking about Randall Toomey and all these guys. He got to be up there with them. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Tom Crew. How dumb is this guy? He's an entertainment writer.
Doug is a reporter, first, last, and always. And as a good reporter, you've got to get it right. You can't make assumptions. You can't be subjective and read into it like so many of the modern-day reporters do. That's why I respect him.
That's fine. You can, you know, but if I'm talking about the Man from U.N.C.L.E., what other actor is going to be considered for that than Tom Cruise? And besides, he already called him Tom Cruise.
But that's a good point, Mr. Stern. I did hear him say that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't. If you're saying he did call him Tom Cruise, then you have a point, but I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear it either.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You know, you're just lying.
No, I don't know if he said Cruise. I think he said Tom Crew.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Oh, maybe you, but you're lying just so you can start something. You know he said Cruise. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I mean, anyway, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is going to be a reunion for screenwriter Scott Burns and director Steven Soderbergh with Channing Tatum. Blah, 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 blah. Now, dig this. Wait a second. It says here that Guy Ritchie may be also directing this. Well, what's with the Steven Soderbergh? Anyway, Guy Ritchie, who is the former husband of Madonna and made that really good movie Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, and then everything else kind of blue. Yeah, that guy. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Right. I just hung up on him. Hey, Roman. Roman, you wearing underwear? Are you wearing underwear? Did you even wear an underwear, man? That's what the man from Uncle. Huh? What? No way. Phil, give me a grilled cheese sandwich. I want a, not a Coors.
Back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be joining us. It's been quite a run for Bobby and Steve Dooley over the last couple of months with the new Bobby Dooley podcast. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Dooley podcast out to a big debut. Lots of downloads, lots of people checking it out. Bobby is this week featuring part two of an interview with Jay Mohr. And I believe next week she's got Kevin Pollak. And coming up will be Craig Bierko, as well as John Ratzenberger.
Now, what about some women? She started out with Patricia Arquette.
She did start out with Patricia Arquette, and I don't know females as in what?
Females as in females.
Yeah, what do you mean females as in what?
Well, actors, comedians.
I don't care.
I will ask her. I mean, we're going to have her on here in just a second. We'll ask her, but nonetheless, she had a killer. Joel McHale was featured, and if Joel McHale wasn't weird enough, then comes Jay Mohr. So that is on iTunes. It's also, folks, on SoundCloud and a variety of spots where you get your podcast. Check out the Bobby Dooley podcast, and available to you right now. Now, we're going to go over to Bobby as well as her husband, Steve Dooley, and discuss a news story here that... I also want to ask her about the forthcoming podcast and things like that, but what I want to discuss this nude beach that got closed down here. It's in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, I know that Steve's friends, not friends, your husband Steve's family is in Wisconsin, Bobby?
Yes, Phil. Steve's family, his mother and father, obviously his brother, and Steve has...
got two of them, two sisters, too.
He has two sisters. What happened, Phil, and the reason why I got involved... because of the success of the Bobby Dooley podcast, I have been able to, I've got a little bit of cachet in terms of what I'm able to get done.
Oh, really?
Yes, who is that?
It's Margaret.
Well, try and hold your jealousy in check.
No, it's not jealousy, darling, it's not jealousy. I just think you need to... I think you need to be a little bit more... I think you need to mute it a bit.
Well, you know something, Margaret? If you don't mute it, and far from muting it, your attitude sometimes bellows like an elephant, and I think you know what I mean.
All right, that was uncalled for right there.
No.
Yes, it was.
All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on. You guys used to get on. What's going on?
I don't want to see her getting too ahead of herself with this podcast. She's starting to talk like she thinks. And I know that you actually do not believe. This is beautiful, Phil.
No, I don't.
She really does not believe. Well, I'm too much of a lady.
Oh, you too. Let me tell you something. This has got nothing to do with being a lady or any. You want to say it, Steve?
Yeah, my wife, it doesn't smell when she goes.
All right.
That's perfect. That is the Dooleys right there. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is how crude they are, how vulgar they are.
No, wait. It doesn't smell.
No, sir, it doesn't.
That's exactly right.
Yes, we heard you already, and I think that you need a psychiatrist.
Excuse me, but I'd be very, very happy to have you come over to my home after breakfast.
No, I wouldn't go to your home if I was paid to go to your home. I wouldn't go there.
Well, all right. But the fact is it doesn't, and I've had neighbors comment on it.
Yeah, we had, I know you don't want to hear, but Janice Newman and Janice Bitterly.
What's her name?
Janice Bitterly.
Janice Bitterly?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They all said they came over after breakfast, and we'd had scrambled eggs.
We'd had scrambled eggs.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? You're vulgar, you're vile, and I don't believe you. I think you need a psychiatrist, and now I think your neighbors do.
All right, I'm really upset here a little bit.
And that's all I have to say.
Well, I'm glad that's all you have to say.
Hold on. I'm very upset because the two of you are now beginning to argue, and we didn't have to have this problem before, and I don't want to have to start thinking about separating you two when I bring Bobby in to be on the air.
No, you don't have to. Phil, all I'm saying is she's getting way ahead of herself. Now she thinks that when she defecates, it doesn't smell.
God, man, bringing that up.
Can we not go there, please?
Well, Mr. Henry, I didn't use any such terminology. My husband, Steve, simply said, what did you say, Steve?
So when my wife drops one, or dives in, drops into the toilet.
When I drop it.
When you drop it. I think that this radio show, which has never been known for its taste, has now entered a new hell of tastelessness, a new level of...
All right. We don't need to have these arguments. I don't want to hear any more about any bathroom habits. I don't care what it entails.
So in other words, if this is... What if this can be...
What if it's a miracle according to Catholic Church?
That's what we wanted to ask.
What if it's a miracle according to the Catholic Church?
Yes, sir.
That's blasphemy.
No, it is not blasphemy. No, it is not.
Yes, it most certainly is. Who are you? First of all, a miracle has to be, it has to be verified by the Catholic. Are you Catholic?
No, I'm not.
Then why would you think?
Now, Mr. Henry, what if the fact is it could be a miracle?
Who is Ms. Dooley, who is your wife helping? Who is she helping?
What do you mean?
If you are telling me, and you want my audience to believe that when you... When you evacuate, it doesn't smell, so that's a miracle.
Yeah, it's got to be a miracle.
According to the Catholic, or the Catholics, yeah.
No. Who is it, who are you benefiting? Is there somebody who's being cured of a disease?
Well, I didn't know that had to.
More likely it's giving someone a disease.
I just got done telling you it doesn't smell, you cow.
All right, well, that's the end of that.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you very, very much.
Well, I just believe certain things.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Are you just waking up right now, man? Were you taking a nap or something?
Hung up on her, man.
Oh.
I hung up on her. All right, so we're going to have, apparently, I'm going to have to do this story myself.
Sorry, Phil, I'm back on the air now.
Well, I didn't let you back on the air, so hang up on her, please, bud.
I'm sorry.
Why are you letting her back on the air?
I didn't. I thought you did.
No, I did not let her back on the air.
Phil, I've decided to come back on the air.
Ms. Dooley, bud, turn her off, will you please?
It's on some kind of an override.
Oh, will you stop with this override stuff, okay? This breaking off a hold stuff. Hang up on her now.
Phil, I have decided to come back on the program.
Hang up on her now.
Want some kind of override.
Well, I'll do it, by God. I'll take this fight. There.
Nope, that doesn't work.
Unplug the back of the board.
What?
I said to unplug the phone bank.
Mr. Henry, you don't understand what's happening here, do you?
There, that did it.
Yeah.
No, I can't hear anything.
I'm the one that did it.
No, you didn't do anything.
Did I hit that with a fire axe or didn't I?
You hit it with your high heel.
Same thing.
Okay, Wisconsin authorities announced on Tuesday they'll shut down one of the nation's most popular nude beaches on weekdays after struggling for years to curtail sex and drugs on the sandbar and surrounding woods. Nudists from around the country have been traveling to the public beach on the Wisconsin River near Mazamani, about 25 miles northwest of Madison, for decades as word spread that prosecutors in ultra-liberal Dane County wouldn't go after anyone for showing skin. But visitors haven't stopped at just stripping down. They've been slipping off into the woods for trysts and droogs. Authorities say that's crossing the line, but they haven't been able to stop the shenanigans. Their frustration reaching a tipping point on Tuesday When the State Department of Natural Resources announced it will close the beach, the islands immediately off of it, and the surrounding woods to the public on weekdays when wardens say troublemakers tend to operate unseen. So I guess that means that you can get nude on the weekends or something.
Now, the people were going and getting nude where?
They were getting nude in the woods. They were slipping off and, you know.
They're slipping off and doing drugs, too.
And doing drugs. The closures begin immediately. The area will remain open on weekends, though, so the nudity can continue through the weekend. Bob Morton, executive director of the Austin, Texas-based Naturist Action Committee, which lobbies on behalf of nudists, has visited the beach several times. He criticized the DNR for not consulting with beachgoers before closing the area. Honestly, we're on their side when it comes to enforcing things that are lewd and lascivious, Morton said. There's something to be said about consulting the users of the place. That's got to be, there's got to be more to this somewhere.
Well, what does he suspect?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks that there is a, it's more of a morals thing, you know, and less of a law-breaking thing and more of a just, we don't like all these nude people.
You ever been on a nude beach?
Yeah.
You have, Mr. Hunter? Were you nude?
No.
You went to a nude beach, but you didn't nude up.
What do you mean, nude up?
That's the, you've never heard nude up.
Yeah, I've heard it. It sounds rather high school.
That is the term that the nudes use.
The nudes of the nudists.
Nudes? The strict... You're using an awful lot of what they call WOG terminology. Now, I know WOG is a term used by Scientologists, but it was also drawn from the... originally drawn from the lingo or the language of the nude.
Yeah, the nudes use WOG a lot.
How do you know, man? Anything coming out of your mouth, I don't believe. What are you telling me?
Well, do you want me to repeat it, Phil? I don't stutter.
You're saying that WOG... I know you don't stutter, okay? Don't talk like you just got off of a construction site, all right, Margaret?
Excuse me?
You can use, you know, you don't have to... I don't stutter. You're telling me that the word WOG is used by nudists.
By nudes, not nudists.
Well, what are nudes?
That is the... What, Bud, you know, you've done some reading on this, haven't you?
Yeah, the nudist is what we know of today. But the nudes was what started it. And there are a few of them left.
Yeah, there's a few very rare nudes, you know.
Well, what is that? I don't understand that.
It's just a different group of, if you will, nudists, but they call themselves the nudes. And they call us WOGs.
What do nudists call us?
What do nudists? What do you mean?
What do if the nudes call us WOGs, what are the nudists?
Just people in clothes. Just people that wear clothes.
People that wear clothes, but the nudes call us WOGs.
Yes, and Scientology had heard that term, and L. Ron Hoover, or is his name Hubbard? L. Ron Hubbard, he uses that, he borrowed that word from the nudes.
And that's why they call us WOGs in
Scientology, and if you're a nude.
What is the distinction? I don't understand, and I really want to understand this. What's the distinction? What are you pointing at, Margaret?
The time. You have to take a break.
I'll keep an eye on the clock, thank you very much.
Oh, well, yes, sir.
Thank you. We'll take a break, folks. We'll be right back and try to figure out what the difference is now between the nudists and the nudes, who refer to us as WOGs.
How dare you laugh?
I'm sorry, it's funny. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
While you're there, you're saying the nudes are being where? They're being what?
Well, as we can see, Phil, and from our vantage point, the dudes are being corralled and driven over an area that is rife with what looks to be chaparral, and there's quite a bit of rough, rocky areas here, and also a dry river bottom. There's at least 200 nudes that are being driven along this river bottom right now.
What do you mean there's 200 nudes being driven on a river bottom?
Well, that's what I'm saying right now. You've got 200 to 250 nudes now. Some of them got loose, and I can see there's at least two or three of these very colorful up in this area, Phil, Camilleros.
Are you telling me that these are naked people being driven along a river bottom with my cowboys?
All right, well, let me double-check that. They could be steer, but my understanding was the nudes have been, I apologize, Phil, but
I'm going to kill your music. Now how do you feel?
Oh, you can't do that to Bob Bakian.
Well, I just did. When he doesn't have his music, he sounds like an imbecile, and in other words, he's more in keeping with the radio show. Now.
That's the guy's got to have the music.
I don't give a damn if he's got to have his music. I don't care if he's got to have his music. He better start reporting on this stuff like a normal human being. Bob, you there? See? Now, when I start up his music, watch what happens.
It's Bob Bakian here, Phil, and no, they were not nudes, they're actually steer. I'm sorry, as I was looking. From this vantage point, they look like people, but they are steer. And
what is this, a nighttime cattle drive?
Yeah, they're using, actually, they turned the lights on here. So they have turned the lights on here at the steer drive area. They just put night lighting in here. I don't know, that sounds kind of strange, too. I don't really know what's going on down there, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they're going to light the area where they drive the steers. Are you sure you're not watching what? It could be anything.
Well, it could be a fireworks display. Let me double check and get back to Bob.
Wow, Bob's gonna be all pissed off because you cut it off.
No, I didn't cut it off. I cut him off. Bob needs glasses, man. First of all, he thinks they're nude people. Then they're steer, and now he thinks he's watching people going to a picnic or a fireworks display. Anyway, Bob Bakian reporting there from Mazamani or Mazamani or what, however the hell you say it.
Let me see, Mammy.
That probably that ain't Mammy.
Yeah.
No, it ain't Mammy. Don't ever grab copy away from me. How many times have I told you that?
You can't read it good.
I don't care if I can't read it good. You ain't any better. I'm saying Mazamani and you got Mammy.
Oh, he's doing that on purpose because I was talking to him about the song Swanee, how I love you, my. Well, I don't know how it goes, but
ain't that Mammy?
Ain't that Mammy? No, it's not Mammy.
Well, what's the song that's Mammy?
There ain't no song called Mammy.
Yeah, there is. What's the one that goes Al Jolson? Didn't he do that?
Al Jolson was a virulent, foul, fetid, corrosive, stench-ridden racist. A good man. My grandfather knew him. Wonderful, very kind-hearted man. But a corrosive, stench-filled racist, yes.
Al Jolson.
Yes.
Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe that, although I don't know what I'm talking about, so...
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. There you go. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so anyway, as we are saying, this nude beach was shut down. There's a whole big history about nude beaches, and to answer the question yet again, bud, no, I've never been nude at a nude beach.
Do you have some sort of... Do you think you're better than people, or what is that?
No, I don't think I'm better than people. I just don't want to take my clothes off.
Yeah, probably all the better.
Watch it, man.
Well, what... Didn't you tell me a story once where everyone was getting naked in a hot tub except you?
Yeah.
And why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to.
There might have been sex or something. You might have missed out.
I don't give a damn. I don't care. First of all, the people that were getting naked was a friend of mine, his wife, then a friend of theirs, and she was a female. You know, and she was married, and no, I wasn't going to do it, okay?
Well, did you strip to your underwear?
I'm not going to talk about it. No, I had on a bathing suit, and that's what I did. No, I didn't. I'm not going to get... I don't get naked with strangers. I'm sorry. Call me old-fashioned. Call me... I don't care. I just don't do it.
Yeah, but I mean, what if you're at a party or something, and everybody goes, let's get nude.
Yeah, if the nude is part of the party.
I don't care, man. I don't care. If the nude is part of the party, no. You know, what is this, man? 1972? No. It's just a feeling that, you know, and I don't know how many people do that anymore anyway. I mean, when I was, younger in the 70s, I remember going up to Big Sur And I remember seeing people naked at this, like, river. There was, like, a waterfall or something at odd times, you know. And, of course, for me, that was the greatest thing I ever saw in my life. This was an actual, real, naked woman. And there were four of us, and we're all, like, 18 years old. And this woman, this chick is standing there, and she was pretty, you know, like, large. And I don't know. It was the first time that I'd ever seen a naked woman in the flesh, and I don't remember anybody holding me back.
Yeah, you probably had to.
But then maybe I blacked out. Then there was just a lot of stuff, man, but it's not anything that I do, and I don't, and there you go, and thank you very much, okay?
So you think that getting naked is something vulgar. I've done it. I've done it. What is he looking at? Don't you dare.
Nothing.
I have been naked at a lot of these. The one in Hawaii, the one in Hana. You know the beach?
Well, around the corner?
Yes. It is a famous nude beach, and I have been nude there. Now, the nudes.
Margaret, can we knock it off with the nudes?
Why?
Because I don't believe there's such a thing as a difference between nudes, nudists, the wogs, and people with clothes. I just don't.
You know, I've had about enough of you laughing at me.
Well, good. Goodbye. Margaret's going to the bathroom. You know, her trips to the can are a lot less these days. All right, we're coming back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show with our final hour of different garbage. And one of these is, more entertainment news here, that's for sure, and an asteroid heading for Earth. We got to get into that story. Is it going to Russia? Is it heading anywhere near Russia? Can they withstand yet another big, loud explosion in the sky? We'll find out. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.